It's a lot of work to can all these peaches for winter, but they're so good, it's worth it.
You stored up those good peaches for later, and you can store up good thoughts the same way. Do you like peaches? Well, if you do, then you'll love our story here at Keys for Kids. As always, I'm Zach. In Luke chapter 6, verse 45, Jesus said this, "A good person produces good out of the good stored up in his heart." What he meant was that if you think about good things and focus on being positive, you'll be the kind of person that says and does good things. But if you focus on negative things, you'll be the kind of person that complains and argues a lot. So what do you store up in your heart? Think about it as we read today's story called Canning Time. Abby used a large spoon to carefully lift a peach from the hot water Mom had poured over the fruit. After gently peeling it, she passed it to her mother. Mom cut the peach in half, broke it apart, and removed the pit. "Too bad peaches don't grow around here all year long," said Abby with a sigh. "Then we wouldn't have to can any. It's a lot of work." She lifted out another peach. "How come we do so much canning? I don't think any of my friends do it."
"Maybe not," said Mom. "But home canned peaches taste so good, better than the store-bought ones, and even better than fresh ones you can buy when they're not in season."
"That's true," said Abby. "They are yummy." "Just thinking about how much we'll enjoy eating these this winter makes my job more pleasant," said Mom. "We'll have enough peaches stored up to last till after the cold weather is gone."
"Thinking of that does help,
a little," said Abby. She slid the skin from a peach. "A very little," she added with a grin. "Do you know that Jesus talked about storing things?" asked Mom. Abby giggled.
"Oh, Mom, Jesus didn't do any canning."
"I'm sure he didn't," Mom replied with a smile. "He was talking about storing up things in our hearts, not in cans."
"In our hearts?" asked Abby. "Like Bible verses, maybe?"
"Yes, but he also talked about the thoughts and feelings we store up," Mom replied. "Jesus said you can tell what a person has in his heart by the way he talks. Good thoughts and feelings about God and about people will be evident from the kind words we speak. It's as though our mouths overflow with whatever we've stored in our hearts and minds." Abby reached over to pick up a shriveled peach and showed it to her mother.
"I guess storing up bad thoughts would be like canning bad peaches," she said.
"Yuck! Who would want to eat those? Bad peaches should be thrown out, and bad thoughts should be too."
"You're absolutely right," said Mom.
"Let's get rid of them as fast as we can and trust Jesus to fill our hearts and minds with his love." So, how about you? What do people hear from the storehouse of your heart? Do your words point to a heart that's been changed by Jesus and filled with his love for others? If you know Jesus as your Savior, he's given you his goodness and love so you can point others to him. Trust him to help you store up loving thoughts and feelings in your heart and mind so you can show others his goodness through your words. Our key verse is found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verse 45.
A good person produces good out of the good stored up in his heart.
And our key thought for the day, store up good thoughts. Do you love it when the leaves begin to change colors and it gets a little bit cooler? I always look forward to apple cider and pumpkin flavored things. And this year, Keys for Kids Radio is celebrating fall with Harvest Week, October 25 through 31. Tune in for special topics on air with Steve and Dylan, interviews with Seeds Family Worship, and fall themed crafts. Listen during the last full week of October at keysforkids.net. Well, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.